Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
With their tanks and their bombs and their bombs and their guns in your head, AIKUYE. In your head, in your head. Zombie, zombie.
Happy Friday. I'm John Hutchinson. I'm filling in for Andrew McKay, who's on a well-deserved vacation. We're glad you joined us this morning. It is Friday, August 16th. Got a little zombie music going on this morning. I feel like a zombie at 5 o'clock in the morning. We've got John Pickens here. We've got David Wayne in the newsroom. And we're going to be with you for the next 4 hours. So pull up a chair, pull up some coffee, Diet Coke, iced tea, whatever your form of caffeine injection is. And I hope you'll stay with us. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up on the show this morning. It's the 229th day of the year, which means we've got 137 days later. I did my math. That means we've got an extra day this year. It's leap year.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So yeah. What did I do with my extra day?
I don't know. I was just wanted to sleep through it, but
I guess it was back in February. I think it was
February,
and I think it was a Monday. So if you get an extra day, why does it have to be a Monday? I
don't exactly.
I don't know, but it is leap year, and we are pushing through the year. Not much of it left, but also it's National Tell a Joke Day. So, John, do you have a joke?
Not off the top of my head.
All right. Well, we're gonna.
Five in the morning.
We'll give you time.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So why does Snoop Dogg carry an umbrella?
Snoop Dogg carrying
faux drizzle.
Oh,
there we go. So maybe they'll get better. Maybe they'll get better. Text us your favorite joke. It is National Tell a Joke Day. Text us your favorite joke at 850-437-1620. And if it's clean and funny, we'll get it on the air. So I want you to be part of our show today. So also today is the anniversary of the death of Elvis Presley. He died.
Can't believe that.
Yeah, age 42 in 1977. So we'll talk about that. What else? Woodstock was going on this date in 1969. That music has held up very well. Also, Hurricane Camille. I don't know if you remember that. August 17th, 1969.
No, I wasn't here, but I've heard stories.
Yeah, I was right in the middle of it. I was 15 years old. We lost everything we owned. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we'll talk a little bit about that. So it might entice you to prepare for hurricanes, because we certainly didn't. Not for Camille. We didn't have all the tools we have today, but... We've got lots of guests today, too. We're going to talk to Casey Gartman about the Baptist Hospital move. That's been 1 year since they've been in their new facilities. We're going to talk about how they're settling in. We've got Bill Slayton. He's an outgoing Escambia County School Board member. He's got more than 50 years of service
to
Escambia County Schools. So he's an incredible guy. So yeah. I wanted to have him on to thank him. He started out in 1971 as a band director for Tate High School. And since then, has made it all the way up to school board, and now he's going to retire, and good for him. He's a great guy. We got Dan Shugart, who's the sports director for Channel 3. He's retiring after 43 years. Actually, he retired a few weeks ago, but he's going to talk about his career. He covered Emmitt Smith, Derrick Brooks. He's broadcast baseball, football, basketball. He's just an institution here in Pensacola, so we want to have him on to tell him thanks for all the great service through the years.
Yes.
So he'll be joining us. We got Rick Byers. He's the new head of Florida West, the interim director. He's on loan from FPNL. Lots of opportunities for job creation, and we'll talk to Rick about that. He knows all about that. And we have my good friend John Ashford. You don't know John Ashford, I don't think, but he is chairman and CEO of the Hawthorne Group, which is a political and issue management consulting firm in Washington, D.C. He's going to talk about the upcoming election. He goes all over the country as a political consultant, political analysis, and he's always spot on. So I'm glad to have John. And I worked with him in Washington for a while, and so I know he does a first-rate job. And then for the wrap, we will do the wrap. We have Grover Robinson, Jerry Maygarden, two former mayors.
Wow, you star-studded lineup.
Yeah, we got the guys in here, man. I can't think of any two people who are more 100% Pensacola than Jerry Maygarden and Grover Robinson. They both grew up here. They both have contributed in lots of different ways. But we'll have them in for the wrap to get their perspective on lots of different issues. So we got a great show coming up. Thanks for being with us this morning. Again, text us your best joke, 850-437-1620. It's a great day unless you're in Bermuda. Hurricane Ernesto is bearing down on Bermuda, so if you're there and you're listening this morning or listening online, take cover. But here in Pensacola, it's going to be hot. I don't know when it's going to rain again, but I think it will at some point.
Right.
I had the sprinkler man out yesterday. My sprinklers died, of course.
Of course they did.
Yeah,
I mean, it always happens.
Yeah, and I keep waiting for rain, so maybe we'll get some rain. And that'll help my yard. I think we got sprinklers fixed. I didn't look this morning to see if they were on. I was too busy trying to get out the door to get down here. So, but anyhow, thanks for joining. I'm John Hutchison this morning. I'm filling in for Andrew McKay, who's on vacation. We got a great show, so sit back, relax, be with us. Text us your favorite joke, 850-437-1620, and we'll be back after some commercials.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer? Whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. And now, during our biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus, free home delivery on select smart beds when you add any base. Limited time. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Superintendent of Schools, and I lead 3,100 educators who are dedicated to the success of our students. Under my leadership, teachers have received an average of 16% in raises, moving the average teacher salary from 1.06 below the state average to 1.01 above the state average. We have procured over $17 million in additional funding for STEM and workforce education, and we have earned an A-plus credit rating. On August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa Superintendent.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. At Costello's, they have all your summertime barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, brisket, pork butts, and so much more. And at Costello's, you will find all the best boar's head sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready for charcuterie boards to chicken salad, and of course the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. Fine wine and cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I am a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Warden threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard those knocked out jailbirds sing that.
All right, good morning, Pensacola. I'm John Hutchinson filling in for Andrew McKay. This is News Radio 92.3. We're glad you joined us this morning. I'm here with John Pickens and with David Wayne in the newsroom. John controls the flow of the show and put that great Elvis song up. We're going to talk a little bit about Elvis here.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, one of this nation's most favorite sons. I know people who just love everything about Elvis still, years later. Even though he died back in 1977 on this date. So we're going to talk about Elvis. It's an interesting date in history because of that, and for some other reasons, too. I think the most important one to me is it's my wife's birthday. So.
Oh, yeah, that's very important.
Happy birthday, Nancy. And there is a card on the kitchen table when you get up this morning, so I didn't forget.
And if she doesn't believe that you said it,
yeah.
Tell her to go listen to the podcast.
Yeah, listen to the podcast. But she got a new car for her birthday. So,
what a
nice guy I am, you know.
I know. Yeah. Wow.
So she's kind of already got her present. But happy birthday, Nancy. It's been fun. So Elvis Presley died in 1977 at his home in Memphis. Or did he? You know?
Oh, yeah. There was a YouTube video that popped up on my thing the other day. Or did he?
Yeah. Well, I think he did. I went to work in Tupelo, Mississippi. If you don't know, that's where Elvis is from. I went there in 1978, so a year after Elvis died. I was the managing editor of the Tupelo Daily Journal, and of course Elvis was born in Tupelo, and they were still in mourning when I got there a year later. So I was not a huge Elvis fan at that point in time. So it didn't take me long to get pretty tired of hearing about Elvis.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
They were still talking. Everybody in Tupelo has an Elvis story.
Yeah.
And they actually built a memorial chapel next to the little house he was born in. So,
and it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
I was there when they built it, and I thought, well, what are you going to do in there?
Right.
But you don't pray to Elvis, I hope.
No.
beautiful stained glass.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's just a place to go meditate.
Yeah.
Yeah, after you go through the house and meditate on Elvis. So, anyhow. But I lived in Tupelo, I guess, for about 4 years, and I got married while I was living in Tupelo. And when we went to get our marriage license, the county clerk who signed the license, her last name was Presley. So, naturally, I asked her. She was kin to Elvis, and of course she said yes. If you weren't kin to Elvis in Tupelo, you said you were. She actually was Elvis's aunt. So there you go. Elvis's aunt signed my marriage license. So he's with me forever. So, we at the newspaper, we got all these pictures of Elvis back from when he was in grade school, and Elvis at the hardware store, and Elvis riding his bicycle, mm-hmm. and Elvis playing baseball. And so we had all these pictures of Elvis stored up. And so we would, every year on the anniversary of his death, we would print a tabloid. A little small newspaper. We sold it for about $2.50, and we sold hundreds of thousands of those tabloids every year.
Oh, I bet you did.
Half of Japan ordered them. Germany,
really?
Yes, huge Elvis fans in Japan and Germany.
Because he never got to go over there.
Yeah, so they would order those, and we had kind of a gold mine there. Every year we'd mm-hmm. pick out a new 50 or 60 pictures and print them up and send it out and made a lot of money. So you can tell I got tired of Elvis from going through all those pictures and putting that tabloid together every year. So, but Elvis Presley, favorite son of Mississippi, obviously lived in Memphis at Graceland, and his music still holds up. I mean, it mm-hmm. really does. I play some weddings sometimes, and the song I get requested from Elvis all the time is "I Can't Help Falling in Love with You."
Oh,
which
yeah,
is a great song, beautiful
classic
song. So,
yeah,
his music will live on for a long time. So, it is National Tell a Joke Day. So, text us your favorite joke. 850-437-1620. So, John, it's time for my second joke.
Okay.
Okay. You thought of one yet?
Not yet. I'm okay. Still working
all right.
on it.
All right. Where do you get virgin wool? This is a clean joke.
From the sheep?
From ugly sheep.
Oh.
Okay. It's early. I can get away with that early.
Yeah. Early.
So, it is my wife's birthday. Sorry about that joke. Elvis did die on this date. What else was going on? Woodstock. Man, has there ever been a greater lineup of music performers? 55 years ago, Woodstock. Everybody from Jimi Hendrix to all those things. If you went to Woodstock, and I know a lot of people say they did, that probably didn't, but if you went to Woodstock, Texas, I'd like to know what your experience there was. And if you enjoyed Max Yazgar's farm, which is where it was in upstate New York, they had 32 acts at Woodstock, everybody from Creedence Clearwater, Joan Baez, Santana, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Janis Joplin, Jefferson Airplane, The Who, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and, of course, Jimi Hendrix playing the Star-Spangled Banner on Monday morning. So iconic. Mm-hmm. There's an estimated 500,000 people there. Can you believe that? 500,000
wow.
people for a
I
concert.
I can't imagine
yeah.
that
and
many
were,
people.
It was incredible. They were all camping out in the rain, and they didn't have anything to eat. They had to bring in water, all kinds of emergency supplies. There were so many people there that the performers couldn't get there. They had to get a helicopter and bring them in. So the show schedule was all messed up because the performers couldn't get there. Some of the performers went on at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
Hendrix was supposed to play on Sunday night. He ended up playing on Monday morning, as the sun was coming up, and most of the people had already gone.
Right.
it was a mess, but the music is so iconic. I looked at what they were paid. Hendrix was paid $18,000 to perform.
It's not bad for back in that time.
It wasn't bad. He was the highest paid performer. Santana was paid $750.
Okay, oh. So interesting.
But Carlos Santana has done all right. He has a net worth of about $50 million today.
Yeah, so. He's done. He's
yeah.
good.
Yeah. So if you didn't get paid, and a lot of performers didn't get paid, they were part of this historic event, and I think that's given them lots of publicity for years and years and years.
Oh,
so.
Yes.
But think about all that great music. I got the album when I was a teenager. You know, they came out with an album, and it had a song on that album called "The Fish Cheer." I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Mm-hmm.
I hope not. It was by Country Joe. It was by Country Joe and the Fish. And the song had some very bad language.
Ah.
Of course, I didn't know it. I was just a dumb teenager, and I bought the album because I wanted to hear all the rock and roll music. And I didn't know that song had those bad words on it. But, of course, I played the album for the first time, and my mother, of course, walked in the room at exactly the wrong time.
Oh.
And she and I both were shocked at the language. So my first Woodstock album, my dad broke in half.
Gotcha.
They blame me for it, but... So if you buy that album, just be careful.
It didn't have a rating on it.
did not have a rating on it at all. That was before ratings.
So. Right.
What else? 1969, we had Woodstock. Hurricane Camille.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned that earlier. We were living on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Long Beach, Mississippi, which is just west of Gulfport. And we lived right on the beach. And we've been through hurricanes before. No big deal. Both of my parents are from New Orleans. And so we knew this hurricane was coming. Now, this was before the Weather Channel. This was before radar, really good radar.
Right.
This was before FEMA. This was before any of those things, certainly before cell phones. And so we just thought it was going to be another hurricane. So we kind of got some things out of the yard. And about 4 o'clock that afternoon, a deputy knocked on our door. And he said, "You need to evacuate. This is a really low area." And my dad said, "Well, we've been through hurricanes before. We'll be okay." And he said, "Well, do me a favor. Write your Social Security number on your forearm.
Mm-hmm.
And on your wife's forearm, so that when we pull your body out, we'll know who you are."
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's exactly what he told him. And so when my mother heard that, she said, "We're leaving.
We're done."
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have 4 brothers, so there are 5 kids. And so we got in the station wagon and went to the shelter. Well, the shelter was full. And so we had to go to another shelter. We finally found an elementary school that would let us camp out there. And it was a long, long night. It really was. Camille was a terrible, terrible storm. The next morning... we had 27 feet of water on our property.
27 feet?
27 feet, yeah. Winds of, they clocked some winds at close to 200 miles an hour.
Wow.
And so there was nothing left of our house. And it took us all day to finally get back down to where we lived on the beach, and it was not there. And so that's tragic. But at the same time, like I said, there was no FEMA. So now what do we do?
Right.
We had like a third of a tank of gas, and you couldn't leave anyhow because all the roads were torn up. Highway 90 looked like a jigsaw puzzle. So there we are at the end of a street with nothing on it, with no water, no food,
right.
No place to stay, and no FEMA, and no nothing. So finally the Red Cross brought a little truck down there that had bologna sandwiches and Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
We found an artesian well we broke open, so we had some water. And so we managed to survive for a couple of weeks. There were no cell phones, so none of our relatives knew if we were dead or alive.
Wow.
Finally, my uncle, who lived in New Orleans, got through in a pickup truck, and we all got in the back of that pickup truck. And rode to New Orleans and had a good shower and a good meal. And so I'll tell you, when they say prepare for hurricanes, I think about that.
Right.
Because you never know how bad it can be for you. And I get a knot in my stomach when hurricane season comes along because of Camille. So,
I can only imagine.
Yeah. So yeah. Prepare for it. Take them seriously. Do all your prep work. Have a plan. And don't wait till 10 minutes before the storm comes to leave. So you jam up the roads. Leave early. Even if you have to stay in a room for a night that you don't need, it's worth the trip to do that. So get ready for hurricane season. It's been kind of quiet so far, even though they predict. I get kind of skeptical, though, because every year this is going to be the worst ever. We're going to have more hurricanes this year than ever. And I think that and then when we don't, I think some people get a little jaded by that and think that maybe they're not being square with it. So, but prepare for hurricane season. It's really important. All right. Let's go to the news, David.
Well, good morning. All American Social Security information could potentially be compromised. A report out saying hackers apparently stole data from the National Public Data and attempted to sell it, but then posted the data online for free. The group claims to have nearly 3 billion records of personal data from North America and the UK. Experts say the best course of action could be to freeze your credit files to prevent others from using your information. Gymnast Jordan Chiles says the decision to strip her of her bronze medal feels unjust. She addressed that controversy in a statement on social media yesterday. She says, quote, "I am now confronted with one of the most challenging moments of my career." End quote. On Sunday, the International Olympic Committee announced they would be reallocating her bronze medal to Romanian gymnast Anna Barbasu after a ruling by the Court of Arbitration. And a big recall from Trader Joe's. I know we don't have one around here, but if perhaps you've been shopping elsewhere that does, they've recalled 653,000 scented candles that they say could be a fire hazard. The company says the flame on its mango tangerine candles can spread to the wax and then cause a larger flame. Those apparently were sold in June.
You know, if I was a gymnast, I would like go to a non-extradition place and take my medal and run.
That's right.
You're not getting this.
There's no way. I will not turn it over. Will not comply.
Will not comply. I'm American.
Come and take it.
Exactly. Thanks, David.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa, North Carolina in play. Come November 5th, the presidential election. Former President Trump was in the state Tuesday, and later today, Vice President Harris arrives.
It's been 3.5 years, but Vice President Harris says she finally has a plan to bring down inflation. Her campaign says in her first 100 days, Vice President Harris will work to enact a plan to bring down Americans' grocery costs and keep inflation in check, including the first ever federal ban on price gouging on food and groceries.
Fox's Brooks Singman searching for an end to the violence in Gaza.
Those ceasefire talks are expected to resume today with both Egyptian and Qatari representatives bringing and relaying that message of what these conversations entailed back to Hamas, as Hamas is not formally taking part in these conversations.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Tel Aviv. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It is 80 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies in Pensacola. Pensacola High School Assistant Principal Sean Roby has been suspended from his job. That's pending an investigation into his arrest on a video voyeurism charge. The 55-year-old is charged with video voyeurism by a person 19 or older. The alleged victim said she was only 17 years old when this happened.
Your Honor, I'd just like you to know that this has greatly impacted my physical and mental health. I don't feel safe around him.
And that from a court proceeding yesterday. Roby was arrested on Wednesday night as being held with no bond at the Escambia County Jail. Video voyeurism is the act of secretly recording somebody in a state of being undressed, usually for sexual gratification. If convicted, Roby could face up to 5 years in prison. A second man has been indicted for the drive-by shooting that killed an elderly woman on Aris Boulevard earlier this summer. 19-year-old Terrence Gross Jr. now faces first-degree premeditated murder and other charges. 19-year-old Jacaris Etheridge was indicted last month on the same charges. Following the shooting in June, Gross Jr., Etheridge, and Trayvon Moten all ran from police and jumped from the Highway 90 bridge on Scenic Highway. Moten died from injuries sustained in the fall. Etheridge was captured that night. Gross Jr. had been on the run. He was recently taken into custody in Texas. Milton Mayor Heather Lindsay now has 1 month to turn over public records in accordance to a lawsuit. That's the ruling from a Santa Rosa County court. In May, the Milton City Council voted to sue Lindsay, saying she violated the Sunshine Law. The suit claims she failed to turn over phone and text messages requested by City Attorney Alex Andrade. He says there are more than 125 pages of text messages where she discusses city business. Lindsay told Channel 3 that back in May, she believed the lawsuit was filed after she requested the Florida Bar investigate Andrade. She now has until September 16th to provide those documents. And good news from UWF. They are dealing with record enrollment for this school year. A 5% increase from 1 year ago. Graduate student enrollment up 11% from a year ago. As of a few days ago, 14,712 students had been enrolled. Student move-in days continue through this weekend. The former University of Florida president facing questions about spending. A spokesman for Governor Ron DeSantis said yesterday that he's asked his state university system's board of governors to review millions of dollars Ben Sasse spent while running the university. Alligator.org reported Monday that Sass spent three times as much as his predecessor in the first year that he had served as president. It is 5:34 right now, News Radio 92.3. We've got 80 degrees in Pensacola. It's 80 in Gulf Breeze and 78 right now in Milton. Our next news at 6 o'clock. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable.
When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying safety for your family, an investment that will hold its value, and something that will last a long, long time. In a few words, you're buying trust. According to Consumer Reports, Subaru's been ranked the 2023 best mainstream automotive brand, and the Subaru Outback has been named the 2024 recommended model. For a limited time, you can celebrate them both with special offers during the Subaru Lot to Love event, now through September 3rd. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. There's certainly a lot to love about a Subaru. Safety, reliability, and owner satisfaction. And we invite you to stop by Anderson Subaru to discover what automotive experts and Subaru owners all know. It's easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Learn more at Subaru.com/CR. Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hello, friends. This is retired Santa Rosa County Sheriff Wendell Hall. The clerk of court has a major responsibility to the citizens of our county. They are responsible for thousands of public records, which include court, financial, and treasure. I'm supporting Jason English for clerk of court. Jason has 8 years at the clerk's office as general counsel and chief deputy. He's a good, honest man that will serve us well. Please vote Jason English on August 20th. Thank you.
I'm Jason English, Republican for Santa Rosa County clerk of court and comptroller, and I approve this message.
Beginning Monday, August 19th, Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago on News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm John Hutchinson. I'm filling in for Andrew McKay, who's on vacation. Andrew will be in Chicago next week at the Democratic National Convention, he and Bobby Rossi. So make sure you tune in next week, and Andrew will be back on the air covering that event, and I'm sure he's excited about that. I know he likes going to Chicago. It's his hometown, and so he knows his way around, so I know he's getting ready to do that. So it is Friday. It's August 16th. It is 5:39 a.m. So I hope you're up and at 'em. Thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate it. It's myself and John Pickens and David Wayne and you. And so today is National Telejoke Day, and you can participate in that by texting us 850-437-1620, your favorite joke. And if it's clean and good and funny, we'll use it. If not, I'll save it for a night at the bar sometime. But it is Friday. It's August 16th. There's a lot going on around here. I look to see what's going on this weekend in Pensacola because we're getting into the festival season. You know, we'll talk about festivals later on. But just tonight in Pensacola, you've got a lot going on around here. Out at the beach, they've got cinemas in the sand at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. The Santa Rosa Island Authority does this. They show a movie for kids on the beach. It starts at sunset and tonight, which is around 8:30. Tonight's movie is The Secret Life of Pets. So grab a chair, grab a kid. I guess you have to have a kid. Maybe you don't. I guess
no. You just go and chill.
Yeah, so if you want to go see a free movie, Secret Life of Pets. We'll have Julio Diaz on later on to talk about movies. Maybe he's done Secret Life of Pets. I don't know. But that's tonight out at the beach. Also, tonight is gallery night in downtown Pensacola, and you know what that is. Once a month, the city of Pensacola opens up Palafox Street and the downtown businesses serve special food and special drinks and special entertainment in the street. And then we have, of course, the artists displaying their work. So you can stroll down Palafox Street on gallery night. And no telling what you might see or no telling what you might eat when you do that. So gallery night's been a huge success in Pensacola, but that's tonight. And they don't last forever. I think through October, and then we take a break and come back in the spring. So, but tonight's gallery night. Also tonight at 8 o'clock, the Modern Eldorados. I don't know if you've ever seen the Modern Eldorados. They're going to be playing at Vinyl Music Hall, and I think it's free. But you have to get a ticket, but I think it's free. Gretch Lyles. I don't know if you've ever seen Gretch. He's from Baldwin County. He does a great twist on country music, rock music. So go downtown, hit the gallery night, and then you can slide into the Vinyl Music Hall for the Modern Eldorados. That's at 8 o'clock. So take an Uber, and then you don't have to worry about parking or you don't have to worry about driving, and you can have a fun night on Palafox with gallery night and the Modern Eldorados. And if you want to head over to Orange Beach, Styx and Foreigner are in concert tonight at the Wharf. We talk about throwback.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, Styx and Foreigner together.
It's going to be a great show.
It should be a great show. You know, let's see, Styx, Come Sail Away, mm-hmm. Babe, Foreigner, Cold as Ice, Urgent. I Want to Know What Love Is. So two great groups from the 80s and 90s, Styx and Foreigner, over at the Wharf. In Orange Beach. You can go to their website and get more information on that. I think there are still some tickets left. Have you ever been to the Wharf?
Oh, yes. Working for Cat Country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we go to all the concerts.
Yeah, it's a wonderful venue. This time of year, it's a little hot.
Yeah, it is. And so I've been asking the Wharf people, why don't we schedule it like in March and April?
Yeah. I guess more people are out doing things in the summertime.
Yeah, so. That was basically their response.
Yeah. I went to see Willie Nelson.
I saw that when I was there.
And Mellencamp and mm-hmm. Bob Dylan all in the same night.
Oh,
and,
I know.
Yeah, it was wonderful. The music was great, but boy, it was hot. So the Wharf is a great venue, and it's just over in Orange Beach. And so if you want to see Styx and Foreigner, head that way tonight. Hey, speaking of things to do, if you missed the Blue Angel show on the beach, and I for one did, first one in a long time I missed, you know, they have another two shows at the Naval Air Station on November 1st and November 2nd. That's Friday and Saturday. So I would encourage you to do this. If you've never done it, go to the air show, first of all. But if you've never done this, I would encourage you to save up a few dollars and get tickets to sit in the VIP Flight Line Club area. Okay? You get a table. You get a tented area to get out of the sun. You have catered lunches, unlimited soda and water, cash bar, bathrooms. Really, it's the way to go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because if you've been there, you sit in those bleachers or you stand on the tarmac for hours and hours.
Right, yeah.
So spend some money. Come on, Dad, loosen it up and go and
exactly.
get in the Flight Line Club. You can get tickets. Now, for a table of four, it's $600. Table for two is $300. So that's $150 a person. But, again, you get food, unlimited soda and water, cash bar, bathroom. You should do that. Just do it once. And if you're going to do it this year because – we've got the Thunderbirds.
Which is very rare.
Yes, flying with the Blue Angels.
Wow.
You'll be right there for a front row seat. So if you just go to naspensacolaairshow.org, you can check it out and you can get your tickets and you can enjoy probably one of the best air shows ever at Pensacola Naval Air Station. And you can do it in a comfort with a cash bar and a bathroom and a tent and You'll be the envy of all your friends.
And I know, right?
Pictures. Yeah, put them on Facebook and you'll be famous. So, but check it out. If you like the Blue Angels, this is the show to see. I'm John Hutchison. I'm filling in for Andrew McKay this morning on News Radio 92.3. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back after a few commercials.
If you've got a business, you've got employees. At least if it's growing, you do. And dealing with employees is great, but you also want to make sure that you don't have to frustrate yourself with the headaches of business ownership, like payroll, like human resources, like dental insurance, vision, life, disability, health, all of that stuff. And look, if me talking about that stuff is like, for you, you just gets you nervous and upset and you don't want to think about it and your eye twitches, like, I'm sorry, but that means you should do something different. And if it doesn't, if you're super happy, then great, ignore me for a second. But if there are issues, or maybe you just want to find out if there's a better way to do it, call Torgerson Causey. They're a locally owned and operated comprehensive employee benefits agency. We've been using them here at News Radio in Cat Country for about 7 years now, and they made a tremendous improvement for me and my family over what we had before. Better customer service, better answers, choices in plans that we didn't have before. All around, they're fantastic. No obligation to have them look at what you're doing. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Experience matters.
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is a strong conservative with 35 years business experience in Escambia County?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate has over 30 years of community involvement, including being president of the Navy League?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is endorsed by the last four mayors of Pensacola and the Fraternal Order of Police?
That would be Buck Mitchell.
So remember, in the Republican primary Escambia County District 4, to vote for the most experienced candidate that the leaders of our community endorse.
Buck Mitchell.
I'm Buck Mitchell, and I approve this message.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
My name is Rich Holsenek, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children to protect their innocence and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsenek, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4.
You've built up the equity in your home. Now, a home equity line of credit from PinAir Credit Union can help you put it to great use. So build something incredible, like a backyard oasis or new walk-in shower. Invest in something special, like education or your business. Or just replace your roof. Boring, but important. Whatever you need, a home equity line of credit from PinAir is ready and waiting. And since there's no annual fee and no closing costs, a PinAir home equity line is always a perfect fit. Get started at PinAir.org/HELOC. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Tappy Villain. With 24 years of experience serving the voters of Santa Rosa County, I am seeking another term. Having successfully been a part of 44 elections, 3 statewide, 2 countywide, and 2 municipal recounts, I am the only candidate for Supervisor of Elections with actual experience administering elections. Continue the tradition of successful elections in Santa Rosa County and remember the name, vote Tappy Villain on August 20th. Paid by Tappy Villain Republican for Supervisor of Elections.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm John Hutchison, filling in for Andrew McKay, who is on vacation. Welcome to News Radio 92.3. I'm here with John Pickens and David Wayne and with you. Today is National Telejoke Day, so text us your favorite joke, 850-437-1620. Make sure it's clean. All right, John, here's my next joke, since we're not getting any texts. Come on, people. I thought y'all were funnier than that.
Well, they're not awake yet. They're like, yeah. Huh? It's a joke. Oh, I got you.
It is a little early in the morning to be telling jokes. So drink you a couple cups of coffee and then text us your favorite joke. All right, here we go, John. Knock, knock.
Who is there?
Yoda lady.
Yoda lady who?
Yoda lady who? Thanks for yodeling, John.
Hey, you're quite welcome.
You know, you can tell I have a grandson who's 6 years old because we do these kind of jokes all the time. But it is National Tell a Joke Day, and it is Friday, so let's have some fun, okay? Let's don't make it all serious and about hurricanes and elections and all that kind of stuff. It is National Tell a Joke Day. Text us your favorite clean joke, 850-437-1620. So the Olympics just ended.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, U.S. did very well. Like 49, 100 and something, 29 yeah. medals, something like that. We won the most medals, so we won. We beat the world. So,
right.
Yeah. Now, China tied us in gold medals, but that doesn't count. So the U.S. did very well. But I have a question. How did your college do?
Is a good question.
Yeah. How many medals did students from the different universities in the United States win? Which college won the Olympics? Okay. You had more than 100 universities represented by students. Or win medals in the Olympics. So the U.S. won 126, China won 91, Great Britain 65, France 64, and so on. Well, Stanford took home 39 medals. So Stanford won the Olympics among colleges. More than double than any other U.S. school. Also, Stanford won more medals than Canada, Germany, Netherlands. They won the 11th most medals overall, if you look at it that way. Stanford had 12 gold medals. Out of all the medals that they won, mostly because of their successful water sports. They've got a great program out there, swimming, water polo. They call it artistic swimmers now. It used to be called synchronized swimming.
Right.
Yeah, but now they're artistic swimmers. And because of a lady named Katie Ledecky, who just blew everybody out of the pool.
Mm-hmm.
So Stanford won the most medals among all the colleges, 39 medals, 12 golds. Texas, USC, and Virginia were next. They each had 15 medals in the Olympics. And then I just looked in the SEC. LSU, Florida, Kentucky had 11 medals each. Georgia had 10. Texas A&M had 7. Arkansas, 5. Auburn, 3. And in the last place in the SEC with 2 medals, I love saying this, Alabama.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say Ole Miss, and I've been like,
Well, just a minute. Ole Miss.
Got 1.
Got 2.
Got 2, see?
Yeah. In last place, 2 medals, Alabama, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and South Carolina with 2 medals.
Which is fine with me because football season, we're going to tear it up.
Yeah, so they don't have football in the Olympics.
That's right.
That's what all the Alabama fans are saying right now. Yeah, but if they only had football.
Flag football is coming next.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. And just to make Alabama fans feel worse, Harvard had 7 Olympic medals, okay? Mostly because of their fencing and rowing, so sports that they don't have in Alabama. So there you go. Stanford won the college sports for medals in the Olympics. So, speaking of college sports, it's 8 days before football season.
Oh,
starts.
Yeah.
8 days.
I know.
I can't believe that. And they got some new rules in college football this year. So, I want to talk just a minute about that because you'll be seeing it. Of course, we're going into that 12-team playoff.
That's going to be interesting, you know?
I think it is. It's the 5 highest-ranked conference champions get in, and then you've got the next highest-ranked 7 teams. But that's not determined by the polls. That's determined by the playoff committee, which is a group of people in a hotel room who don't like Florida State. That's the best way I can say that.
Definitely not Florida State fans.
They threw Florida State out last year, even though they had an undefeated conference record, and I'm still mad about that, even though I'm not a huge Florida State fan. This just wasn't fair. But you'll have the five highest-ranked conference champions plus 7 teams picked by this conference committee. And then some new rules for this year. Starting this year, college games will have the 2-minute warning before the end of each half, just like the NFL. But they say they're not going to add a commercial. They're saying that they're just going to move a commercial up to the 2-minute warning. So it won't take extra time. But I'm still not sure why they're doing that.
I don't either.
Yeah. It's about a 2-minute warning before each half. And then, of course, it'll have the same rules as the NFL, about 10-second runoffs and calling timeouts, and it gets kind of complicated. So, anyhow, but you'll have the 2-minute warnings in college football. So, also, just like in NFL, they're going to let the college folks use the in-helmet radios. That's where coaches –
That's about time.
Yeah, that just makes sense.
Sign stealing is easy, you know. Well, I mean, for me, but yeah. For others, it, you know.
But. You know, and you watch different universities do it different ways. Some of them have people there holding all kinds of signs, pictures of Johnny Carson. And
half of them don't even mean anything.
They don't mean anything. You're employing all these people to put up all these. And if I'm the quarterback, I'm standing on the field going, really? Just tell me what the play is.
Exactly.
Just tell me what the play is. I don't have to read hieroglyphics. But hieroglyphics. But this year, the coach can do that. There'll be one player on the offense and one player on defense. He'll have the green dot on his helmet, just like in the NFL.
Well, I think that's good because if they move up, they're going to have to get used to it. So why not start now?
Exactly. And I think it'll make the game move a little bit faster.
Yes.
You get plays in quicker, and the flow will be better. They cut it off 15 seconds before the play clock runs out. Mm-hmm. So the coach can't be talking to you while you're dropping back to pass, telling you who's open. But, again, that's just like the NFL. So.
But just imagine Lane Kiffin's fast break offense.
Yeah.
Like you won't even have to huddle. They'll just do it and go.
Yeah. Yeah, it won't take him long to call the play in. And Ole Miss is going to be good this year, too, by the way.
I hope so. We try every year, but he hit the transfer portal hard. And, we lost a few. Judkins went away. He was a great runner. Yeah. But we gained a few. So. Yeah.
And you got Jason Dart, who's going to be really good. So,
yeah.
Anyhow, and now Lane Kiffin can yell at them in their helmets while they're playing. So there you go. Another new rule is you can have tablets on the sidelines to review gameplay.
Good.
Yeah, that makes sense too.
Yeah, because again, they're going to be using it at the next level.
Yeah.
We've got technology. Use it.
Yeah. And so, you know, all the whiteboards and the marker lots, that's all gone. You'll have the tablets where the kids can look at it and see the actual play and see what happened and see where they need to improve. And so I think that's a good thing, too. Horse collar tackles. You can now, or used to be able, you could do that in a tackle box. In other words, if you're right there in the line of scrimmage, you can grab somebody by the back of the neck. Now you can't do that at all.
Good.
That'd be a
15-yard penalty. That's good, because that hurts.
That and, you know, face mask and those, and then, of course, the targeting. All that has been really good, I think, to keep folks from really getting hurt, and it hasn't taken away from the roughness of, that's what you would call it, of the sport.
Now I'm curious with the collar one, is it a personal foul or
it's
is
a
it
personal
just
foul? It's okay. A 15-yard personal good. Foul. Sure is. So,
okay.
So that's a new that's a new thing. And the other thing is the last one is that the conferences can now have their own video systems to review plays and advise officials. So you're going to eliminate the officials peering into those little tiny replay monitors.
They're tiny. I'm like, give me a 75-inch TV where I can see it.
Yeah. Now the conference can have their own video cameras, and they can sit in Birmingham or Atlanta or wherever and watch the game, and they can advise the officials right from there. So hopefully that'll speed up that review process, which absolutely drives me crazy.
Yes.
Anyhow, so they won't be looking at those little screens anymore. They'll get something in their ear that says it's good or it's not good. So anyhow. But college football starts in 8 days, and we got Dan Shugart coming in a little while.
That's awesome.
About it. And so now let's go to the news. David Wayne.
Well, good morning. The former University of Florida president facing some questions about his spending. A spokesman for Governor DeSantis said yesterday he's asked the State University System Board of Governors to review millions of dollars spent by Ben Sasse while running the University of Florida. Alligator.org reporting that Sasse spent three times as much as his predecessor in the first year that he served as president. Also today, Vice President Kamala Harris sending an official to Michigan to meet with Arab American and Muslim leaders over a request for a ceasefire in Gaza. Osama Sabani, a publisher of the Arab American News in Dearborn, says a campaign manager will be meeting with her group, but didn't confirm who was involved or where that meeting was going to take place. And Usher apparently pushing back the start of his Past, Present, Future tour due to a neck injury. In a post on Thursday, Usher said he had suffered an injury while rehearsing, and his doctors have advised him not to perform any shows this week. It's quite a rehearsal when you hurt your neck. It really shows you're getting into it.
You're really moving it at that point.
Of course, he's getting up there too. It might not take that much anymore. You know,
probably true.
Have you ever strained your back just trying to pick up like a shirt off the floor or something?
You've done
something
that?
Like that? Oh, every day.
Oh,
every day. Yeah.
Gotcha. So we'll drop papers on the floor. Watch yourself.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your understanding of my physical state, John. Appreciate it.
Always.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.